Today great. Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
For music and musings on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? It's a mostly music show today. We're going to dip into the Americana country and folk file and chat with internationally renowned, award-winning country Americana artist Tia McGrath, whose latest album just dropped yesterday. It's called Stubborn in My Blood. I've heard the whole thing. It's a gorgeous album. We're going to sample some tunes, talk to Tia about her journey and aspirations, and guess what? She's got a children's book, too. Wow. You know how we love creativity here. Speaking of which, Inspiration to Action Challenge success stories in the mailbag. We'll salute one of those. Yes, yes, we'll take on the cultural cacophony. Easy for me to say. In measured doses, as time permits. Love to get you in the mix, too, where you're listening live. It is Tuesday, August 14th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, Twitter, you know it's 24/7, so jump in when it works. You're live or on podcast at AV Writes. And the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, they tell us the social media platforms are all abuzz, including Facebook page and our PopNet chat box for the show. So, as we always say, have at us, whatever way works for you. The show today brought to you in part by Dunkin' Donuts. Enjoy a great selection of refreshing ice coladas and iced teas. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Also by Kohl's, with great savings in-store and online. Kohl's, it's always a big deal. And by our pals at PopNet. Arts, culture, and conversation on air, online. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkwee Show and those robust, dare we say, often raucous roundtables. So before we chat with Tia, let's sample one of the songs. This first one is actually the only cover on the album, and it's a great version of the classic 70s hit, One Tin Soldier. Tia McGrath, kicking open another lively edition of the Amy Beth Arkwee Show.
For the buried treasure.
Don't they? One Tin Soldier, Tia McGrath on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show from the new album Stubborn in My Blood. We're so delighted to welcome Tia to the show. Hey, Tia, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on this great new album.
Thank you, Amy. What a delight to be here. I was listening to your message leading up to this, and it's just really a pleasure to be here. It's such a positive, inspirational show. Thank you.
Well, we're happy to have you here. You're certainly helping us with the inspiration. It's interesting when you talk about the album and your journey that this is a very personal album for you, but you picked this one song to do as a cover. Was there a particular reason why you chose that song?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head when you said it's timely lyrics, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
we're,
sure.
When I learned this song when I was a little girl in school. It's actually written by a couple of Canadian songwriters, and I'm Canadian. And I just loved the song. I always loved the song. You know, I used to sing it in our choir at school and stuff. And my husband, Tommy Parham, is my producer and co-writer. And so when we were picking the songs for this album, we had a theme going on. And Tommy said, you know, why don't we do a remake of One Tin Soldier? And so we kind of rearranged it in our own style and decided to put it on the album and we're really excited about it. I mean, it's resonating with people right now and giving, again, a beautiful message.
Yeah, sure. It sure does. It's very timely. It's funny how some songs are timeless, you know. They start at a certain point,
yeah.
And certainly back when it first came out, I guess early 70s, it had a message then, and it still has that same slightly different message now, but it's the same. It resonates with a lot of folks. I'm sure that's true.
Yeah,
Yeah, no, go ahead, yeah.
I was just going to say, it kind of shows, you know, are we evolving? Is our world evolving as we should, or are we kind of repeating history? You know, it's like,
oh man,
makes us stop
I
and
know.
Think, right?
It's
yeah.
Like it's like one step forward. Unfortunately, it's like lately, it's one step forward, two steps back. But
yeah.
We'll see. We'll come through though. We'll come through again. I think that's true that we have to believe
absolutely,
that and work positively.
Amy, as long as
yeah,
as long as we're learning, right? As long as we're learning and growing,
exactly.
That's the important thing.
We have to do it, but we're in a weird kind of depressing place, I think, in America certainly. And I know you're kind of betwixt and between. You're a native Canadian, but you also made the journey and lived in Nashville for a while. You're back in Canada now, and of course you tour all over the world. So you have a very intriguing perspective that you can share with your audience, I'm sure, and get different reactions where you are.
Yeah, and my husband also, Tommy, is American. He's actually Spanish and Shoshone, Native American. So he's got a really interesting take on what's going on right now. And like you said, we lived in Nashville. That's where we met and got married. And I'm from Canada, Transylvanian Scottish background. And so we have a lot of diversity in our marriage and in our music, and we travel everywhere. We travel North America. We're going on over to the UK in September for our 12th tour over there and launching the CD over there. And so it is. It's interesting to, you know, last time we were there, they were dealing with Brexit over there. And so now we're going back over and seeing what they think about North America where we're at. And what's going on over here?
Well, I think we got a little taste of that when we saw the infamous Trump baby blimp that they were traveling when our president was visiting. I don't know. We're making it great again for sure in many different ways. But you're helping us. Yeah. I think music and art. I always say to folks when they're depressed, but if you're creative, we can get ourselves out of it. And the artists sometimes lead the way. So. No pressure, Tia.
Amy,
no pressure.
That is so true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Well, let's talk first about this album a little bit, Stubborn in My Blood, which I understand is your seventh, and everybody says this is your most personal. A lot of the songs, I think you pretty much wrote most of them except the cover, or collaborated on them. Talk about how it came about and your journey to get there to these personal songs.
Well, I started singing up here in Canada when I was about 19. I won a contest called the Canadian Open Country Singing Contest, and to that point, I mean, I had sang Broadway songs and musicals and things, but I entered the contest and I fell in love with Linda Ronstadt songs and everything like that, and I ended up getting some free recording time in a recording studio and some money, so I bought myself a guitar, taught myself some chords, wrote my first song, and went into the studio and recorded it. Next thing I know, it's very serendipitous. I mean, I'm on a TV show in Toronto with Johnny Cash and June Carter, and meeting them and personally being invited into June's dressing room by Johnny to meet June, and I never looked back. You know, I was really blessed to have wonderful parents, and my dad, a smart businessman, so he managed me in my early days. I released two CDs up here in Canada and had videos on CMT. And then I moved to Nashville. I really wanted to further my songwriting and write up, as they say in Nashville, which means, you know, you're writing, seeking out more established, better writers, and you're writing with them and learning the craft. And yeah, it was just beautiful. I met Tommy. We were introduced to each other by his publisher, his music publisher. Tommy is one of the few writers that I know that actually moved to Nashville with a songwriting deal in hand, and he had moved there from L.A. But he's originally from Illinois and Colorado area. It was wonderful. It's just been a wonderful ride for us together, making music and sharing it with the world.
And romance too. So did you know there were sparks immediately? Because there's a romance story in there also. Collaborated with him first, and then you realized that there was.
We started out as co-writers, and broke our rule: never date a co-writer.
The rules are meant to be broken, Tia, right? That's why they happen, so you can break them.
That's right. That's what they're made for, right?
Exactly right.
But I mean, when you meet Tommy, you'd understand why. I mean, he's just a little doll, and he's just a beautiful man, and we became friends. I mean, we were songwriters first, then friends, and then romantic, and it seemed to work for us.
Yeah, well, good for you. It's still working. You're still putting that great music together, and you're close. You gotta have that chemistry on some level. That's not always romantic, but some level of chemistry, obviously, to collaborate for as long as you have and tour and be together all that time. So.
Do
you have any
going up and down
and
on the road together?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was gonna say. When you're writing together, I mean, is there any kind of arguments that ever break out, or is it just sort of organic and naturally just, you know, how does it go? How do you? I'm sure there was something. Spill it, Tia.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, very early on in our relationship, I mentioned Tommy had a publishing deal, and I owned my publishing on my songs and everything, but he had a staff writer's deal, so he wrote, you know, for his publishing company and had to kind of, you know, abide by their rules and everything. And we had a song that Tommy and I had co-written, and I had recorded it. And anyway, this long story short, his publisher and I had a disagreement, and I was standing firm to my publishing rights, and he was standing firm to his. And Tommy was kind of caught in the middle of it all. So we had to quickly, like in a matter of hours, decide what came first, you know, our writing career or our co-writing relationship or our personal relationship. So we decided to take a year off from writing with each other and just focused on our personal relationship. And that was really hard because, you know, we loved writing together. But in some ways it also solidified that our personal relationship, you know, mattered. It was it was our foundation, which, you know, we built everything else on.
Right. Well, that's fascinating. Well, that's good. So obviously you survived both, because then you did get back together and collaborate too. So you have both going at the
right.
same time.
That's right.
Which is right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you? So you decided you were in Nashville for a while. What made you decide to move back to Canada?
When we got married, I always keep up a work permit and to work in the States. And when we got married, it was for a couple reasons. It was either I got my permanent residency in the States or Tommy got his permanent residency in Canada. And at the time, my mom had just been ill. She had had a little mini stroke. We're on the road so much that we were kind of both going, you know, maybe it'd be nice to just settle back up in, we're on the north shore of Lake Erie, which is just beautiful. And when we're off the road, we can be here or we can be back down in Nashville, you know, when we need to. Music's different now, you know, you can send files all over the world and that's how we recorded this album, you know, and so you don't really have to be in the heart of a particular city. And that's what we decided to do. And it's been really great. So I keep up my work permits to work in the States and he's legal here and everything's really, really cool.
Yeah, well, keep those permits coming because you don't want to have any border issues, right? You know.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
I know. It's,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's not
scary.
Funny. I mean,
scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Very scary and crazy. That's another story. We talk about that enough on this show. We don't have to go there, but it is. I can see where it could be an issue for people now. But so you have the best of both worlds, basically, is what you're saying. You have, you know, you have your family, you have your life up there, and then you also can, and you travel all the time, so you're on the road a lot. But you also can, you know, keep your natural roots if you need them for work.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a friend down there who has she has the Tia and Tommy room, so. She calls it the Tea and Tommy room, so when we're down there, we have our place to stay, and it's really nice.
That's great.
Yep.
That's great. It's good. It's good to have those friends in good places, as they say. So the journey continues for you, but this album is so a lot of the songs are very personal. So you start with your own ideas, and then you bring in Tommy, your other collaborators, to help you flesh. I mean, talk a little bit about the process. Folks are always fascinated with how people do what they do. So tell us a little bit about how your process works.
Exactly. When I moved to Nashville, one, you know, their thing is down there that they want you to write with other writers, co-writers, and when they hook you up with another writer, they will tend to ask you, are you a lyricist or are you mainly a melody writer? And when I met Tommy, he's a melody guy. I mean, he sits there with his guitar in front of the TV writing melodies all day long. I mean, it's just, he writes these incredible melodies. And so I said, well, then I'll focus on lyrics. And I was always like a big fan of Joni Mitchell and, you know, Leonard Cohen and just, you know, beautiful story songs, kind of lyrics. And so we started writing together and this worked for us. And I had read about, I think it was Rodgers and Hammerstein had a rule that they said if either one of them did not agree on a line, then they didn't use the line. And it wasn't to say that they wouldn't go back and fight for it, but they would. So Tommy and I got around this by establishing that rule and saying if one of us is not 100% on a line, we'll just set it aside. And so that's how we write. And so he might come to me with a melody that's already been done, and I add the lyrics to it, or I might have a lyrical idea, and we sit down and we put a melody to it. When we write with other writers, it's just kind of a collaboration, you know. Someone has to have a great idea, and then you just let the inspiration flow. And right now we're writing, we've had an opportunity to write for a film that's in progress, and we've had about 3 songs that are on the director's desk, apparently, that he's, that he's liking. Yeah.
Can you reveal the you know, the name of the movie and the director, or not yet?
I can't right now because it's in progress. Okay. And we've been instructed not to say anything about it. But it is a, if this happens, you know, it's the world of film. But if this happens, it's going to be a great movie. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Mm-hmm.
We'll look for it. We'll find out. In another year or two, whenever it comes out, we'll look. We'll see your credits. Yeah.
I'll let you know, Amy. We'll have another interview.
Absolutely. Yeah. That'll be great. Well, it's good to get into movies because you'll get some good, pocket change from that, I think, right? So, especially if it's a big
feature. That's always been on my bucket list. And we've had songs in film and TV before, but to have something in this particular, it's like a civil rights movie. It would be really cool.
It would mean a lot. Yeah, that's great. It's good. You know, it's all like one thing leads. It sounds like you have had a very serendipitous career. One thing led to another. You won that contest right out of the gate as a young woman. You got to meet Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't get much better than that, right? I mean, right out of the gate. So you've had a lot, and you've followed it along, and I know, you know, as you said, things have changed. I mean, the goal when you were starting out, I guess, was to get a publishing deal. Now that's still a good goal, but a lot of people do it on the indie side because you can do it now that way. But it's also harder in some ways, easier, harder combination of both, right?
You just tied it up in a nutshell there. I mean, it's when I first started, it was, you know, you get a record deal, you get a publishing deal, right? And they were major record label deals or publishing deals. Now most of it's slogging it out on our own, wearing all hats. And, you know, one minute I'll be booking gigs, the next minute I'm doing interviews, the next minute I'm promoting, the next you're trying to fit in some writing time. And, but you know what? It's, if you enjoy it and you have the passion for it, it is really a cool journey because no one then is really controlling your journey for you, right? You're in control. But then you have to step out of the way sometimes too. You got to learn to just kind of step out and let things happen so that the serendipity can still happen.
yeah. But was it a hard transition for you? Because I know when I talk to people now who are starting out now, they didn't know any different. You obviously had both scenarios. You've had a situation where you were, you know, scoring the record deal, and now you're like navigating yourself. So was it a hard turn for you to make when you realized, hey, the music industry is changing, we've got to change too? Or was it something that gave you some comfort in the control that you had?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like teaching an old dog new tricks, right? It's like, we were just talking about this the other day, like how quickly things have changed. And so with that, you know, you really have to, like even something like social media, every day there's something new coming out that you've got to be up on, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And so you can get so consumed with keeping up on all the different things, or you can hire someone to run your social media for you. And so lately I've been doing more of that, just reaching out and going, okay, I can't do everything, so maybe it's time to start delegating some work to different people, which is a hard thing in itself. But it's working out great, and it's surrounding yourself with people who really have the same vision or are on the same walk with you, you know, integrity wise and stuff. There's been some people that we've worked with that it just didn't happen, or, you know, we just didn't gel, and you end up cleaning up a mess kind of thing, or cleaning up a tour, and starting over. But then you start, like Michael Stover, who has put us together, he's amazing, and we just can't speak highly enough about him. Yeah, just wonderful. So
he has a great,
people like
great
Michael are
stable
just
of artists
blessing.
That he works with. Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm.
He has great artists that he works with, and I think he believes in them, so he's pushing them in the right way. I mean, you're right. You want to surround yourself with the right people, but like come full circle what we were talking about at the beginning of the conversation, as long as you're learning from your mistakes and you see the red flags earlier in the process, that helps you navigate the choppy terrain that can be the music career. I mean, it is a tough business, and a lot of people, like you said, you have to really love what you're doing to want to do it. And that's true in any of the arts. I'm also a writer, and I know, you know, people, I do writing workshops, and there's always inevitably one or two people that come in midlife, they decide this is going to be their new career, and they're going to write a bestseller, and everything's going to go, you know, they just have this, vision of what it's going to be like, and I'm like, well, there's a lot of hard work involved, and I can't guarantee it's going to be a bestseller. Are you still in? Then if they're not still in for the right reasons, because the right reasons is you got to love it and love the process, and then you can't fail. If you're only in for the bestseller, I don't know what I can tell you. You know, I can't guarantee that for you. So no matter how much hard work you put into it, so you have to love what you're doing, I think. And that's that kind of separates
exactly
the people.
Right. Yeah, yep. And you know, it's all attitude, isn't it? And thinking. I just you mentioned writing. Well, I wrote my first children's book, and we were doing a book signing this weekend, and I happened to see a book on positive thinking and successful thinking, and I thought, you know what? It wouldn't hurt to pick up one of those again. You know, it's been a while since I read something like that, and it's been amazing. And just how our thinking can direct us and direct things happening for us. And we can slide off a little bit, you know, you can, and I think especially as we get older, you know, you start to maybe get a little jaded, or maybe it's, you know, you just have too much reality in front of you. I don't know. But it is about positive thinking, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, energy, putting out that positive energy. Yeah, so you transitioned into a perfect time to talk about how you came up with the children's book. Tell me a little bit about that. That's fascinating, too.
Well, when we were living in Nashville, we rescued our dog, Jake, and from the shelter. He's part Husky, part Australian Shepherd, just a beautiful boy. And I brought him home, and he had some trouble adjusting. He had been abused, but he ended up he's such a beautiful dog and so special and just very attached to me. And so we started taking him on the road with us. And one day we were backstage at a festival and we were talking to some other songwriters about our road dogs and sharing stories. And I thought, wouldn't this make a wonderful children's book? And so each chapter in my book is based on something that actually happened to Jake, only through his eyes, so I could embellish on it a little bit. And but the first chapter starts with him in the pound or the shelter and what it's like for him being in that shelter and then finding his forever home and how to fit into his forever home and going out on the road and overcoming his obstacles and making friends and finding the song in his heart. And so I wrote my first manuscript and didn't know what to do with it, and I put three songs in it on a CD. And Then I discovered that there was a manufacturer near us, and so I went to them and Ball Media, and they took my manuscript and my pictures and everything and just put it into the book form for me, and even a little map in the front that shows Jake's journey across the I-40. And it's been wonderful, and I just envisioned it going into schools and libraries, and have just been working on that, making it happen.
That's terrific. Yeah, that's a great idea and a great tool for kids to learn about empathy and family and, you know, dealing with some of these issues of abuse and all that. Great.
And confidence exactly.
Yeah. Right. Good for you. That's great. So that's a whole little side cottage industry for you now. You're branching out, you know.
It is one thing leads to another, right?
I mean,
music as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you have songs involved. That's a great, one thing sort of leads to, if you're open to it, I think that's when we're talking about the idea of attitude, and if you're just open to letting things happen and putting your energy and doing your work. It's also about doing the work. I think a lot of people always envision artists, writers, as people who just, everything just sort of happens for you, and it's like, yeah, but you have to sit down every day. That's what I always try to tell people. There are days when you don't feel like doing it, you still have to try, and maybe sometimes something really good comes, even on those, you know, bad days. Sometimes something emerges. I'll be like, oh yeah, I got one good sentence today, but it was a good sentence. And then tomorrow, maybe there'll be several pages. You know, you don't know. So you have to keep at it, I think, right? Do you find yourself having to push yourself? I mean, you have to make. You have so many balls that you're juggling. Do you find that you have to carve out time to write, or do you just say, I'm waiting for the inspiration to hit?
You know, I learned that in Nashville, Amy. It's like, yeah. I mean, by 10 o'clock in the morning, there's. Top songwriters that probably have written a song already, you know. So you can't just sit around and wait for the inspiration to come. You have to, you know, a writer writes, right? And so every day we have to think of something or come up with an idea. I mean, there's days when we don't write, but we're always involved in music somehow. We're either playing our guitar, or practicing, doing something to keep the inspiration going. And Tommy and I also like to share this, and by doing songwriting workshops here in our community. And that's the one thing we tell them is, you know, just always keep, I call it a hookbook. near you for your ideas, or you know, sing them into your phone, whatever.
Always
be prepared for that brilliant idea to come, and be ready to have it and to harvest it and have it, you know. Yeah.
That's important. Yeah. So let's get back to this album. You've got a bunch of songs on here that are great, including the title track. Another one that I know Michael is pushing is the one about "Show Them You're Strong." Tell me a little bit about that song. We're going to play that before you leave.
We have a wonderful friend, Devin O'Day, and she's in Nashville, and she has her own radio show and everything, but she's also a brilliant songwriter. And we were in Nashville last year for an award show, and I think it was in the fall, early fall, and it was so hot that we decided to just pack it in and go back to Devin's. And so the three of us, Tommy and Devin and I, sat and had a glass of wine, and we're just sitting there chatting, and she said, you know, I've got this song I started, and it's called "Let Him See You're Strong," and she said strong is a noun, like let him see your, and so we turned into "Let Him See You're Strong," "Let Him See Your Burn," "Let Him See Your Light," and we wrote the song and brought it home and decided this was something really special. So Tommy and I went back down to Nashville and recorded it with Reba's keyboard player, Catherine Marks. And we did it at Catherine's place, and we had such a wonderful performance that I decided to keep the ghost vocal. And so the track you're hearing is the ghost vocal, and with Catherine playing piano. And then we added on some guitar with Colin Linden, and I think there's a bit of bass on it. And it's become our anthem song for the album. And I think eventually we're going to get T-shirts made.
Yeah, it's another one that really personal, but something I think is going to resonate with so many people and important.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great songs on here. I mean, the title track is gorgeous too. We have time. We're going to play that later too. It's good stuff. So you're getting ready for, you're going to England, you said, and then you're going to have a U.S. tour. Is that how it goes for you?
Yeah, we're going to England for England, Scotland, and Wales for 4 weeks in September.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come back, and we've got some Jake the Road Dog things around here at Christmas time. And then we're coming down to do some touring in January, February, and really looking forward to it. You know, we've been making friends, like we've been doing this for so long now that when we come back, it's about the relationships. You know, you make friends and they all show up to the concerts and you share life with each other. You hear their stories, what's going on in their world, and all over. And the one thing we like to do is encourage people to find us on Facebook, which is tmcgrath.com, or Facebook is Tia McGrath. My website's tmcgrath.com. You can also find us on Tia McGrath North American Fan Club, and share the pictures, because it's like, we'll have friends from El Paso. We'll have fans from England, all over the place, just sharing the pictures and stories and championing us along our road tours.
That's terrific. Sounds fun. You have a very full, rich, exciting touring life and personal life, and you're bringing it all together, and you're sharing it with so many people and great music. We will post the link to your website along with the podcast when it becomes available. We're going to leave you now with what is it called? Show Them You're Strong. We're going to play this one out. And Tia, hey, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciated the conversation. You're such a delight. You have so much to offer folks, and I wish you the best. I hope you come back and see us, okay?
Oh, absolutely, Amy. You guys have a wonderful day, okay? Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's Tia McGrath on the Amy Guthrie Show. Take care.
Power comes from somewhere they can't fathom. Let them see you smile when a tear might serve you better. The road is long. Let them see you strong. Let them see your burn. Let them know they can't put your fire. see your light. Let them see how God just keeps you shining. Let them see your best. Even when you don't feel like trying, let them see a star, your star that was born to be a beacon shining bright. So let them see your light.
Show Tia McGrath, that, as she said, is the anthem of their latest tour and the new album, Stubborn in My Blood. That's a great song, too. I'm going to try to play the title track if we have time. In fact, the whole album is great. There's really not a clunker on the whole album. Really good songs, very personal. And Tia has been in the trenches for years, navigating her way around the crazy music business. Clearly, when you talk with her, you see how much she really loves it, indeed. Hey, what's on your mind? Twitter feed AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, should you find yourself listening live on Tuesday, August 14th. We also have the PopNet chat box and the Facebook page open. But like I said, we're going to do mostly music today. Keep us in a good mood. Here's a beauty from Lyle Lovett. In Lake County on the Amy Beth Arcoe Show.
She left Dallas for California with an old friend at the side. Well, it did not say much, but 1 year later, he'd ask her to be his wife. And the lights of L.A. County, they look like diamonds in the sky. When you're driving through the hours with an old friend at your side. 1 year later, I left you. Well, it did not say much, but it was a beauty of a cold black 45. And the lights of L.A. County, they look like diamonds in the sky. When you're driving through the hours with an old friend at your side. So I drove on all the day. As I drove into the valley with my old friend at my side, and as she stood there at the altar, all dressed in her gown of white, Lord, her face was bright as the stars were shining, like I dreamed of all my life. And they kissed each other, and they turned around, and they saw me standing in the aisle. Well, I did not say much, I just stood there watching, that 45 told them goodbye. And the lights
to keep the world spinning, it takes all kinds of kinds. Thomas was a congressman, a closet full of skeletons, and dresses that he wore on Friday night. Phyllis was a pharmacist, but never that a pencilist can cock it to suppress her appetite. When the children but I take a break and think about the past. When I stood up in geometry and everybody stared at me, and I tossed my test into the trash. I scratched off my number while hitching out under that Bush League population sign. Ever since the beginning, to keep the world
Tuesday is Broken, a beauty from Sugarland. Boy, does that resonate, doesn't it? On the Amy Beth Orkowitz Show, that's their latest from their new collection, Bigger, a new collaboration. They were taking hiatus for a while, but back together and sounding, wow, really good. Some great, powerful tracks off that album, too. That one kind of tackling the whole gun violence and teenagers and people feeling disconnected. Great when you have a powerful lyric that meets a great tune, right? Also, Miranda Lambert, that beautiful one, All Kinds of Kinds, with a hello to Frankie via Twitter and Lyle Lovett's L.A. County. It is the Amy Beth Arkwee Show. It's a mostly music deal, but we will take on a cultural cacophony as time permits. And take your comments via Twitter at AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505 for the live listeners who also want to engage in the phone. Even live listeners prefer the Twitter feed, but what can you do? It's a new way of looking at things. I get it. Facebook page button, the chat box open to Twitter. Claire says, hey, great interview. Like the way you deal with the guests, and Tia sounds fascinating. Great sound. Fritz says, wasn't familiar with her songs before, but now I am, checking out the website. And Johnny Seaver's Hangover, another winner, AB, as usual. We'll check out the rest of it on podcast. You don't forget, all the shows are archived as such. You can follow the Amy Beth Arkwee Show at the Blog Talk Radio site, Mixcloud, Stitcher, iTunes, NetNow. Also, now on Push Play and select editions on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharkwee.com. That's the place to chime in with your inspiration to action, challenge, success stories. Today, Millicent in Glastonbury, Connecticut gets the nod. She says, trudging through a novel, looking at it for the first time in years, the challenge gave me the courage and the inspiration to do it. Still kind of daunting, I have to admit, but I'm invigorated and willing to give it a go. Not sure how it will pan out, but I'm excited about it. Hey, Millicent, that's what it's all about, being a writer, being an artist. You're never really quite sure. I always say we're always in the woods and the weeds every time you start a new venture. But good luck to you. Keep going. Congratulations, because you're so right. It takes a lot of courage, and I'm glad the Inspiration Challenge gave you a boost in the right direction. Please keep us posted. And just a little side advice, keep doing the journaling while you're at it, because I think it helps to process the highs and lows of the journey. When you have good days, when you have bad days, what works, what doesn't, just to process those feelings. Just keep at it, if you can, if it works for you. Hey, if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has been working for you, I would love to give you a shout-out, because you deserve that accolade, and I know you're spurring each other on, too, because that's what we're about. So reach out to the website, and I'll give you that shout-out. On the other hand, you need some cajoling. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. I will give you a little 20-minute push in the right direction with tips and tricks, primer on the challenge, and things to get you leading a more joyous and productive life. Because, like I said, that's the whole point of it. That's at the heart of it, to get you to be reinvigorated, reconnected with your inner artist, your inner child. So do so via the website, amybetharkawy.com, easy access via the Twitter feed. Give me a couple of weeks to connect on the conversation, because it is vacation season. I'm going to try to squeeze something in. I'm working on it, as they say. And we will definitely connect, indeed. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, and the music rolls on with, I love this one, from the Abbott Brothers, so does Sydney. Thanks for chiming in. It's Ain't No Man on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show.
Serve something, ain't that right? I know it gets dark, but there's always a light. You don't have to buy in to get into the club. Trade your worries. You gotta show up if you wanna be seen. If it matters to you, more than matters to me. Gonna fall hard, yeah, I know I am. When the clouds crack up, I laugh at them. Ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man can enslave me. Ain't no man. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear. Cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. You say you look for
funny, I say you're a star. I say you're whatever you think you are. Watch a naysayers fall right in line. If we believe it, they'll say, she is so pretty, he is so fine. Ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man can enslave me. There ain't no man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who calls me pain or raise my fear. Cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'll prove you'll find it there. You got to go somewhere, ain't that true? Not a whole lot of time for me or you. Got a whole lot of reasons to be mad. Let's not pick one. I live in a room at the top of the stairs. Got my windows wide open and nobody cares. And I got no choice but to get right up when the sun comes through. Ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man can enslave me. Ain't no man, no man that can change the shape my soul is in.
My soul is in.
There ain't nobody here who calls me pain or raise my fear. Cause I got only love, yeah. If you're looking for truth, I'll prove you'll find it there. If you're looking for truth, I'll prove you'll find it there. If you're looking for truth, I'll prove you'll find it.
takes the sidewalk where she shuffles around. It's a big machine. It used to be the avenue of changing dreams. And she's a lonely thing, sweeping up the glitter while she pulls the strings. Take a long last look before she turns to stone. At what the last man took and what was long known. The way it used to be, I wasn't there to see it working properly. And now it seems to me that both of you are suffering. You know I've heard her say that you're the only reason she's alive today. And I just turned away, thinking maybe she was right. So say your last goodbye, make it short and sweet. There ain't no way for you to fly with her hanging on your feet. Let her go out if she wants to. If she don't go out yourself, don't take sorry for an answer, unless you really want what's left. 'Cause in a razor town, the only thing that matters tends to bring me down. There's no way around, but maybe you can bear it through. 'Cause a razor ain't no good for me.
Isn't it, Bell? In a razor town. On the Amy Beth Darkwee Show, Emmy Lou Harris, Mark Knopfler, we found it for you, Bridget, who said, you know, it was the title of a great song before it became a popular TV show, This Is Us, indeed. And the Avid Brothers, Ain't No Man. On the Amy Beth Darkwee Show, it's a mostly music collaboration today, with a tip of the hat to our great guest, Tia McGrath. Here's the title track from her new album, just dropped. It's a beautiful album and a beautiful song, Stubborn in My Blood. Tia McGrath on the Amy Beth Darkwee Show.
Like no. from prejudice, I run from pessimism, but I run too late.
On the Amy.org show for Brian and T. McGrath. What a great song. Title track from the new album just released, Stubborn in My Blood. Details about the album, other songs, tour dates, photos, and Jake the Road Dog children's book all at her website, tmcgrath.com. I will post the link for you along with the link to the podcast when it becomes available. You know how we work. We like to set you up for it. Great stuff indeed. Did the Mostly Music thing. Thanks to Tia, and thank you for joining us for that. The TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLA headquarters for keeping us going. A couple of folks chiming in on Twitter. Natalie says, hey, just the break we need. Thank you. Lonnie says, but there's so much to talk about. Indeed. We will talk about it on the PopNet roundtable tomorrow, I believe. And we will give you all the details on social media. There's always room for the sideshow. We'll get to it, believe me, but it's good to take a breather once in a while and just enjoy the music and some good spirits. And speaking of which, we have to leave you with some prayers and thoughts. The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, reportedly gravely ill, surrounded by friends and family. Wow, the Queen of Soul, She has given this world so much music and so much good feelings. We wish her all the best. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big. Come back and see us, won't you? On the Amy Beth Arquay Show. Take care. I love you all.